Hey, good afternoon. People, greetings to the crew at the CRS Radio Group. Queen Empress at the controls, Dr. Ev herself. Welcome. This is Connie, your host from Jamaica on the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, bringing you live happenings from Yard. You're on Jamaica Yard Vibes with me, Connie, your queen, your entertainer. Call us if you want to talk to us at 661-467-2407. Press 1 to talk when it's time to do so. So much happening in this world here. We started the year with a bang and assumed that, you know, that things would flow. It would be business as usual, but skies, blue skies and all the delicious, wonderful things, the sunshine and all the delightful things that go along with fair skies. But, here comes Corona. Rona, they call her, came with a bang, a very busybody virus, man. Rona, some people call her Rona, and it, you know, this lady is just, it's not one that you take for granted. She's deadly, dangerous, all of these, destructive, and not delightful at all. Not delicious, so not desirable. She's damn disgusting. You know, despite all the characteristics of Rona, we're learning by some mistakes to live a very careful, comfortable life and complete life at that too, you know. Persons have learned different skills, baking, teaching online, you're on your bake to take out or to sell your products, by you go by way of the Zoom or just doing it for fun. You do special deliveries, wearing your mask, of course, and social distancing. Well, life goes on, and why not? Everyone can stay home. Everyone cannot stay home, I should have said. Some have to go out to work, and we have to big up all the supermarket crew, the nurses, pharmacy attendants, and all of those people, even housekeepers that have to come out to work, nannies and all of that, we big them up. Today, I will be talking to a very special guest. I'll be talking to somebody, a very special chef from Jamaica, our time chef, Stephen Hamilton. He is a number one chef, somebody that you would want to know. He was the former consultant for Tasty Limited, controlling all 50 locations. And anybody who knows of Tasty will know that Tasty patties are the best, the very, very best patties around. So everybody will want to know, know about Stephen today, because as a consultant, he's going to be telling us about his stint at Tasty Patty and what it's like and the other places. I leave that for him to tell you guys. And Stephen will be with us shortly. A very welcome to him, 866-873. Press 1 to talk, Stephen. Hi, good afternoon. Is Stephen with us? Hi, how are you doing?
Hello, sir.
You're live on Caribbean Radio Show. Oh, you're most welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yes, it has been a while. It's good to have you here with us today. And welcome home to Jamaica. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yes. You left us at the start of the outbreak on your European tour to your holiday stint, but you got stuck. You could tell us a little about your experience while we while overseas now, right? First, talk to us about your schooling and the route charted to your present career. You know, school you attended all. Yes.
Mm-hmm. My
and
journey.
At what point did you decide? Right, your journey. Okay.
Okay then. Well, my name again is Stephen Hamilton, everyone. Right. So my culinary journey started from, my mother's kitchen, watching my mother cooking on the Sundays and stuff, helping to fry chicken, help to do this and to do that, right?
Wow.
So of course, I realized I could cook at a tender age. So I was not the best behaving student during high school, I should say. So I misbehaved and I was punished to do basically chores at the cafeteria. So I'll have to go to the cafeteria and help to serve food and also help to clean the cafeteria after for my detention, basically. I was very a rude child, I should say. Yes. So that was my punishment. But although it was punishment during high school days, that was at an extension high school, right? During those punishment, basically, I learned the elements of cooking, basically, cooking in bulk. And cooking for students, cooking for a different person with different dietary needs. So after that person's passed away, basically the person who showed me during my time there, I realized that my love for cooking grew even better as time progressed.
Wow.
So during high school, during clubs, like basically meetings and stuff, I used to help to cater for that. So I decided, okay, then I want to be a chef, and also I want to be a lawyer as well. So leaving high school, I made sure to do arts, a mixture of English, math, science, and stuff. I wasn't sure either I need to be a lawyer or I need to be a chef. So leaving high school, I went to Quality Academics to do sixth form. I did law and I did not like it. I just did it because, all right, I want to try something. I passed with a distinction, but I didn't like it whatsoever. So I left there and I applied to UTEC, And also, I did SAT that time frame, and I got accepted for all the colleges and stuff. But at that time frame, in the year 2005 and 2006, should say, during the SAT time frame, it wasn't a full scholarship. So I got a half scholarship to attend FIU, St. Thomas University, and several others acceptance I got. So that time frame, it was over $1 million. It was over $1 million, so basically a 10 per year. While in that time frame, 2008 now basically, it was less than $1 million at UTEC for the next 2 years or so. So my mother said it's best to go to UTEC, which is cheaper, so she can afford it. So anyway, I went to UTEC. I did hospitality and tourism management. The irony to this is that I didn't need to do foods at school. I did tourism management, how to run a restaurant, how to run a whatever hospitality industry, should say. And I realized that I was still cooking during school. I was hustling. So when you have like trips to go on and stuff, I would put on fundraising, raising money and stuff, and cooking, selling chicken and fries, right? Selling chicken and fries, doing stamp and go, is basically like sausage fritters and selling and stuff. And I realized that I've been getting better and better, and then applied to the rugby team, and I got the opportunity to play rugby for UTEC. And I started to cater for the rugby team members, right? And after which I got the opportunity to cater for the Jamaica Rugby League team. That was my first catering. So my first catering... Yes, thank you. The first catering was to cater for Jamaica Rugby League team. Bear in mind, I have no knowledge in terms of how to do a menu in detail, how to do an invoice, so I asked for assistance and stuff. And after which, for the first catering, I failed just early, because when the function finished, I couldn't pay staffing. Right, I owed staffing. Transportation was late. I didn't have any food warmers. I didn't have a proper clothing in terms of like a chef jacket or something. And I had to tell the clients that I would carry the food half an hour before they're ready for the food, because I didn't have any food warmers at that time frame. So after which, I started that event. I've been doing functions from that.
Stick a pin. So what was the crowd that day? What number? How many people were you catering for at that on that event?
My first catering was for 85 persons.
Okay.
My first big catering, 85 persons.
That's a big one. That's big.
Yes. First catering. It was very difficult for me. Trust me. It was, one, hard to do an invoice. Two, manage staffing. I didn't know what to staff, basically. I used my friends, and they all were in jeans and a shirt. Nothing professional, basically. But basically, a person assisting me.
Yes.
So after which, during college, I applied for Nyamin's Culinary Show. It's a culinary show on local television, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I applied to be featured, I got featured. So I received rave reviews about my culinary journey and stuff. And basically, you have to incorporate ackee in your dish. That dish, I did black, green, and gold. That was my theme. I did black rice. I did chicken breast stuffed with kaolo, and kaolo was a green. And for the yellow now, basically, I did a coconut ackee sauce for the chicken.
Wow.
Right?
Yes.
So that now was black, green, and gold. I received several reviews and stuff, person commenting. Those times was like Facebook and still five Facebook and still high 5 days and doing that. And from that, I got an opportunity to cater for work, should see, at a company called Linsted Market Jamaica. They provide a tin item, a tin ackee, tin kaolo. That was my first day job.
Yes,
so they sponsored the show, and I got an opportunity to do some freelancing job for them. So that's where my first culinary job started from, working at Linsted Market Jamaica. After which, my mother used to have a retail shop that sells rice and flour and chicken back and, you know, the whole works. So I know I'm a Jamaican corner shop.
I know that.
So
one
time now, we had something called bird biscuit, like a biscuit, right?
It
was made from Purity Bakery. So she purchased a next box thinking the biscuit finished. But when I looked in the storeroom, there was a next box. A next box of biscuit spoiled. in terms of get not spoil in terms of
expiring
or anything, or basically the steel expire, right?
Yes.
So he said, I'll just throw it away. And I said, no, man, I won't throw it away. So I took the biscuit and I basically grind it into the blender, basically, to have it like a crumbs. And I did a dish. And I just out of curiosity, basically, I should say, I posted it on my social media page. And then Purity Baker liked it. And they said the interesting menu and stuff, I would like to taste it. So I went to the inner meeting and stuff and did some samples of various items for Purity Bakery. And there I landed my job as a corporate chef at Purity Bakery.
Can you imagine?
So I was working for Purity Bakery, freelancing as their corporate chef, utilizing all their ingredients in various ways and stuff. After which, Purity Bakery, I got... go ahead.
What sort of stuff did you do at Purity, really? What kind of products did they produce?
Okay, they produce in terms of biscuits, they produce breads, they produce all different types of baking products, should say, right? To the offer
yes.
to the public, buns and those stuff. And basically, I have to come with some creative elements to help to sell the items to the wider public at large. So there, my creativity came about. I remember I did a cheesecake with a Purity Bakery biscuit crumble. And the CEO enjoyed it and stuff, and I started to cater for different functions with them, going around into different functions and handing out Purity Bakery products with, of course, creative elements to their menu.
Oh.
Right.
Wonderful.
So after that, I decided, all right, I'm going to work, continue to work and stuff. And then freelancing now, I volunteered my time at Altamont Court Hotel. I told the manager there, at the Altamont Court Hotel, that I wanted to be a chef. And I said, okay, no problem, come into the kitchen. I was volunteer work. What do you think? What do you think they paid?
What
so
age were you then?
In the kitchen. So that time frame, I just started college in 2008, right? In 2008, that time frame. So that time frame, safe to say, I was approximately 20, 21.
Wow.
Yeah, 20, 21, age group, right? So I volunteered my time there. So, you know, sometimes you get a job and say, okay, I volunteer myself now at this nice big hotel. I'm going around the store now and start to cook and stuff. That was my intention. And the person said, no, I should not start there. So my first week, I got to clean freezers. I wipe the floor, clean the freezers, and I've been cleaning the kitchen, a janitor. So I started from the lower end of the hierarchy in the kitchen. And from janitor to prep chef, the chef goes straight up to the top part, and then until the assistant manager, training assistant manager. So basically, I volunteer my time there and get the level of experience there. So
that's
when I leave there,
smart.
Basically, a very smart move. I need to know what's happening in the industry.
That's
right. When I leave there, basically, I use a freelance now. I start to post my work on social media, and some person asks me to do events for them and stuff, right? After which, now, basically, the same manager left from the hotel and went to Tasties as a food and beverage manager at Tasties. So he contacted me to listen to me. They want me to come here. I said, sir, I have my business now. I thank you very much, but I wish not to work for no one. I said, Mr. Hamilton, we need you. Come, please. Come. I said, okay, no problem. I attend a meeting. So, bear in mind, I have my business SK registered and stuff from Zarang. Boy, they can't really pay me now, you know? But when I realized that the job, what they want me to do is control all locations island-wide to bring up the food quality, to maintain the food quality of Tasty in terms of their food and also their beverage. And also got a task to help to control the cafe called Brood Awakening at that time frame. So it's a new location in Ligani, in a cafe, and they asked me to do the menu, help train staff, and also do the launch of the event. And I said, all right, we made monitor conversation, agreed, and I started. I worked.
Yeah, tell us about the time at Tasty. What is it like as a consultant? How do you measure the taste and how do you decide the quality if it's the same all the time? How do you manage to maintain quality?
One good quality. First thing first, you have to ascertain what is good quality. What is quality? Mm-hmm. You need to find that answer first. Once you find the answer and the directors approve that, okay, this is the quality we want, bear in mind the party itself is CRSP, so don't trouble that. That is there mm-hmm. by itself, it's just quality. But when you think about
that's
the
fair.
Soups and the rice and peas and the chicken and other elements, we
mm-hmm.
alter the menu and stuff. And once we agree on that quality, then I go
yes.
around to different locations and then teach the chefs and basically on how to maintain quality during the recipes and stuff. So basically, it's a store-to-store location, visiting each location, fixing each problem, and retraining staffing to the quality required by set to be accepted.
Oh, so that's
so
50 stores they have island-wide. That was 50 stores island-wide.
Yes, but that's described, but not all the stores do food. Some stores just do parties only and light drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Some
mm-hmm.
stores do lunches and breakfast as well. So
mm-hmm.
they do island-wide in terms of up and down, training staff and maintaining quality and stuff. Right.
Okay.
So working at TSA was very good.
So how did you manage to, you say you have started your business already. How did you manage to put in your little business, your niche? How did you manage to go out there to market your business, to get your business
that is
for
it.
Yourself,
that's
for
a
SK
good question.
Caterers?
How did I manage that thing? So my time frame for this 9-to-5 job at that time frame started in the morning, approximately 9 o'clock. So what I would do,
right.
I would do extra early after 5, so about 5
mm-hmm.
to about 7:30, I would market my business, do all my quotations and stuff. And
okay,
at the point,
right.
the manager knew that I have my company. I didn't hide my company. I informed them about my company.
Yes.
Right?
You have
I don't
to,
want
yeah.
conflict
mm-hmm.
of interest. So
mm-hmm.
they are aware of it. But what happened is that now I started to lose customers because when the person are trying to call me during the time frame, like after 9 o'clock, I can't answer because I'm at work.
That's
I've been
right.
working, I can't answer. So I've been
mm-hmm.
losing clients, and by the time I leave work, I'm extremely tired, back and forth. And I realized that is Mr. Chang's vision, Sir Vincent Chang.
Yes.
This is his vision. I would love to uphold it, but I have
mm-hmm.
mine. So
right.
I draw the line and said, okay, I thank you very much. Sent in the recognition letter, and I thank you very much, and thank you for everything you have done. But
that's
there
right.
is a bigger door for me.
That's
there's
right.
a bigger door
and
for
I'm
me,
happy.
Which is SK Catering. So
and I'm
I
sure
left on good faith.
That. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I didn't. Left on good faith and stuff, and I resigned, and I focused on my business, SK Catering.
Okay.
While leaving SK, while leaving that, now I'm focusing on my business. I revamped my business. I revamped
okay.
it. Doing more social media posts and stuff, doing more events, and then pushing my business and stuff, right? And if I'm pushing my business until this day, I'm here, doing all these corporate
mm-hmm.
functions, doing just about everything. And even up to last year, for the Jamaica celebration, when I was in New York and catered for the Google building, I did
yeah.
3,000 guests in New York, right? So
yeah.
I was contacted by Mr. Patrick Simpson, a celebrity chef in New York, that he would like to partner with me and to
hmm.
do this mass function. I said, sure, it's a problem. And I thought it was a joke, you know, like, why
yeah.
me out of everybody? And eventually I found it was reality. And yeah. I went through everything, and then I partnered with GDI Distributors, and they're
mm-hmm.
ambassadors right now. So the GDI Distributor is basically a distributing company that is distributing pastas, they distribute hypermod, wipes, soaps, just about things. So they sponsored me to go to New York. And
okay.
then I basically showcased Jamaican cuisine to the wider public,
mm-hmm.
which is basically 3,000 persons in the building and also persons back and forth. So that
wonderful.
Was a great opportunity for me exploring my talent around the world internationally.
Wow. Okay,
so
tell me something.
That, yes. Mm-hmm.
How do you get the leads to do like your next wedding, party, dinner, whatever?
Okay,
I'm going to go back to that point you were making about
yes.
the Google.
Getting leads, you know, basically. It is all
mm-hmm.
about word of mouth. You see, one, customer
yes.
service plays a big part. It's one
yes.
hand call, for example, you give them the best customer service ever. Even if they're spending $1, for example, you give them
yes.
the customer service that they're spending $1 million, right?
And the consistently good
budget
food.
Is, that is correct. Even if their budget is not up to par, for in Jamaican
yes.
term, they want a champagne with a bag juice budget, for example. right? But you have to tell them, but you're making sure to tell them in a more subtle way, a very calm way. Not saying, oh, I can't cater for you because you're too cheap. I can't do that. You have to explain to them and explain the reality of the industry, what things cost, and say, okay, based on your request, your budget is not sufficient enough to
allow
your request.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So do you
and then explain
point,
to them why.
Mm-hmm. So do you at that point in time offer them something else? You know, like a lower budget? It would work right.
Yes. At times I try my best to work with their budget, right? And at times, bear in mind, we can't force clients to use their service, right? It's a consideration. So I try my best to work with their budget. If their budget is not sufficient enough to execute my expenses, I can't take that job on. They can't take on a job and then at the end of the day, in Jamaican terms, you're broke or you don't receive a profit.
Yes, you end up losing,
And going beyond the standard, basically, it will lower the quality. I should say, of the service given. I don't want that.
No, I don't accept it,
but I try my best to work with just about everyone. From
that's
a small
great.
Person to a large person. So I accept everyone.
Okay.
Right?
So do you do follow-ups after the occasions? Do you do follow-ups after these occasions?
Yes, yeah, I do.
And
so after
you get referrals?
Any functions. Yes, after any functions, or I should say, wedding and stuff, I give approximately 2 days. Right?
Yeah.
I follow up with the planner if there's a planner, or I kind of connect directly. If everything's okay so far, how was the food and stuff? Good review or bad review? I take all into consideration and build my business. So, why I'm standing here today at SK Catering? Because nothing is perfect in this world.
What is your staff number now?
Okay, the staff is freelance. All staff in our freelance. So, it's 114 staff members today. Right?
Okay, great.
So everyone is freelance, basically. So you call us, are you able to work on this day? Yes, no. So everyone have a job or everybody freelance, basically.
Okay. That's a smart move. That's very smart.
It's a smart move. That's one. And basically, depends on any function, we can execute it based on a large staff complement.
Okay. So when you went to do the Google event, you had to take how did you manage? How did you even hear about the event? The man just called you from the blue.
So the Google management there have their chefs in their kitchen already. And Mr. Patrick Simpson had some of his chefs there as well. So we partnered together to execute one goal.
Yes. So how did you find working with them? How did you find working with...
It was really good. Different culture, different languages and stuff coming together. Showcasing each, so I learn from them, they learn from me, and together we put together to accomplish the goal.
All right. So, do you get offers from large companies to do consultants to work for them? Other companies?
Yes.
Do you find that you get offers now that you have your own business? Do you find that persons would call you up and want you to work for them, like a big company, like a Grace Kennedy, Lasco Group, or any of those? Because, you know, time and again, you have people out in the stores, in the supermarkets, doing tasting. So, have you had any offer like that?
Yes, I received several offers in terms of a 9-to-5 offer, job. But I've turned down the 9-to-5 job offerings. I'm an entrepreneur at the moment, and I wish not to go back to a 9-to-5 job. If you request my service, you can hire my company, and we execute your function for you, or I should say your tasting for you, or whatever project you want. But for me to work for you, a 9-to-5 job company, every single day around your desk, that's a no. But we do consultation, we do just about anything you want, but I can't work for you full time. My dream is SK Catering, and SK Catering will take over the industry. So that is why I'm here today.
So tell me something, Stephen. At any point in time along the journey, have you ever applied for a job anywhere that you would really want to go work, you know, your heart's desire to see something big before you even focus fully on SK Catering? Have you ever applied for a job and been turned down and then persons see you working and want to hire you or come after you to leave what you're doing and come?
In terms of, yes, I have applied to a 9-to-5 job first when I left school. I applied as a turnover till for the Monte Carlo Casino. I applied for that job, and I applied to a next hotel. But next hotel, I didn't get a chance to go to interview due to personal reasons. I didn't get a chance to go.
Mm-hmm.
But the interview that I went to the casino, I got through the same time. So within approximately 2 weeks, I was hired. But for that job, for that 9-to-5 job, it was a great experience. But again, my dream come before someone's dream.
Yes,
so I worked there to gain enough money and stuff, and then I left to focus on my dream.
That's very, very smart of you, you know. So do you have, when you find, like, there are occasions, do you find that on some occasions, persons, although I asked this before, persons might want to hire you then, like you might have special friends or family member. Has anyone ever approached you about catering on a low budget, and how do you deal with something like that? Do you, or charitable organizations, how do you deal with something like that when they want you to do whatever you know in your heart that you're going to lose?
Okay.
You're talking about
first,
or...
Yes. First and foremost, moving on. Basically, you see the word friends. What person is honest and that friends can't pay bill, right?
That's
friendship
right.
and business don't mix. That's
not
the reality.
At all.
But at the end of the day, we have to give back. So every year, I give back to the society. I volunteer myself at Hope Valley Primary School. I used to attend there.
Yeah.
And I give back. I
That's up
there
in St. Kingston. Andrews,
Kingston. That's Hope Valley Primary School, right? In terms of giving back at UTEC, and at University of Technology Jamaica, known as CAST, I went there from the year 2008 until 2012, and from 2012 until 2019, of the last year, I've sponsored their event, Miss UTEC, every year, full sponsorship. Sponsorship, all catering free, everything. Last year, SK Catering won the award for sponsor of the year.
Okay.
So basically giving back. So in terms of all events and stuff, giving back, and I've done that, giving back. So instead of giving back, and I say I can't give back more, but in terms of a charitable organization contact me, I ask of them to just cover my expense. I won't charge you. If I have time to pay, or say a transportation or a basic utilities cover, just cover that expense. Internal execution costs and other costs, I wouldn't charge for that.
Yes, that is fair enough, I would say.
So, at the end of the day, you have to meet me halfway. I can't do everything 100% free.
That's
meet
correct.
Meet halfway, and we work it because
you do. That's fair enough, I think so. Okay.
Yes.
I would like to take a break now, and I'll be right back with you shortly. Let me just play some music, play something.
My daddy went for a walk just the other day, with my daddy right beside me. Son, what you wanna be when you grow up? I don't wanna be no policeman, cause crime is getting out of hand. Said what you wanna be then, just like you. Me never ever see this, my mommy. Take care of me, you'd like you take care of me. That's who I wanna be, just like you, yeah. No, you don't know them, daddy. Thank God me know mine, and him take care of me. Daddy, I'm a general. Me bust a blank for my daddy. From the day my body is always been there for me. Through the ups and downs, you know you've always been around. So every day me show you love, and not just part of the love. Daddy, man, me tell you straight, there's no better man I'd want to emulate. I know that Mandela and Obama great, but in my life you are my head of state. Like you, always see a kiss, my mommy. Hug up and squeeze and caress, my mommy. That's who I wanna be, just like you, yeah. No, you don't know them, daddy. Thank God me know mine, and him take care of me. daddy, I'm a general. Oh, genius, man, you're done. From me, I need to you, now my son, a big man. You ever teach me right, you know you never lead me wrong. Teach me how to love, respect, and treat a good man. Mommy says she see her when she sees my face. She smiles, there is no disgrace. Your love puts her in a happy place. So I gotta stay, I wanna be like you.
Yes, yes, just like you, Stephen. I hope others will want to be just like you. I'm going to take a call. You just hold a minute. 876-468. This is a Jamaica call. Press 1 if you want to talk.
Hello.
Hey, caller. 876. Good afternoon. You're welcome to Caribbean Radio Show.
Hi.
You're live with Stephen Hamilton, our chef. We have Stephen Hamilton, our chef, as you might have been listening.
Hey, Stephen, how you doing?
I'm good so far.
Okay, congratulations. I see, I've been watching you from Facebook days, from I follow this page, I see this thing, SK Catering pop-up, you know, and
yeah.
Seeing all your dishes and stuff. It's very inspiring to hear your story. You know, I've met you once before. You're very easygoing, very down to earth. I saw you at a Red Rose for Gregory show.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Yeah, man, keep up the good work. Keep up the good work.
Very
inspiring story.
Okay, that's great. Great, great, great. So you see, Stephen, everybody's following you because I follow you myself, and to see how all your dishes appear to be so very easy when you're doing them, you know, that you wonder, you know, it just comes naturally to you. Quite
yes.
Naturally, you know. Can you think of any way to, yeah, go ahead, caller.
So what I wanted to ask Stephen though, are you going to go live doing a little workshop?
You're reading
like
my mind.
You could work with.
Yes, I'm
going to bring you home, you know, like a little how we can just fresh up a little regular meal, do a little spin.
Before
little
you even answer, Stephen, before you even answer, caller,
that's a great question.
Yes,
that is something
I was just about
planning
to ask
to,
you.
Do as well.
Yes.
Something I find
online
cool
culinary
like
classes.
Meetings and stuff.
Yes.
Yes, I'm planning to do it as well.
That was on the tip of my tongue to ask you if you're planning to, you know, hone in the culinary skills at this time with the coronavirus and so. You do something, online culinary classes, you know, via Zoom, and some persons could be
a little
fee.
Yes. Last week, Sunday, we did something with a corporate institution last week, Sunday. So we did a cooking class teaching them how to do the chicken roulade with a herb roasted potato, and we topped off with some local vegetables, something simple, and they will teach persons to do it step by step.
Wow.
Okay,
Love
but the night, if you posted this is what we're doing beforehand, so that I could at least run and go get all those ingredients that I'm cooking alongside you. Would this be on Instagram Live or Facebook?
It can be on basically anyone that the persons gravitate towards for, either Facebook or, should say, Instagram. Instagram is the more business page, while Facebook basically is my personal page. I have a business page on Facebook that's SK Caterers, and also on Instagram at SK Caterers. So it'd be on any one of those platforms.
And your SK Caterers on CRS Radio Station, CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You can stay tuned and listening, caller. Thank you for calling. I have another caller, 540-353. Good afternoon.
All right. Good afternoon, Stephen. Bye.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am really good. I'm listening to Mr. Stephen, and I think I want to go get married so I can get into
Whenever you're ready, I'm here.
I'm just gonna get married for him to cater. But let me tell you
something.
Hearing myself about the saltfish fritters and my mouth just dropped a ton of water. Lord, <of earth. laughs>
all the information is right there.
We could export him to the States to do whatever events, whatever big events, whatever wedding or anything like that. I'm sure Stephen will be happy to attend.
Yes,
as long as he's able to go.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to say congratulations. You know, you make us all proud. And
Thank you very much.
I listen to you and your timing and the as a young man this and as the host there just say the song like you. I hope that we have a lot of folks in Jamaica, a young man coming up would really be like you, because a lot of times we don't take the culinary art very, very seriously. And when we have esteemed persons like you moving out and getting to an international recognition and doing us proud and do yourself proud, and as a young person, I'm telling you, our hearts are filled. Our hearts are filled with joy for you. And with all any support, with all online support, we are here for you. And also, I would like to enhance what these ladies say about me. The online reaching out, doing cooking school, doing that kind of a reaching out to the audience. I think that's certainly good to think about, you know, reaching a wider audience and a younger audience as well, and inspiring other young folks from out of Jamaica to get involved in culinary arts as well.
That's true. That's a really good point.
I tell you something too, younger folks are getting married a dime a dozen. How do you coincide, like, the weddings, how do you get you work with a set of decorators, persons who will come to do the decoration for the place and the dressing of the table and all of that. You have persons like those that you work alongside beautifully as well, right?
That is correct. I work with several wedding planners here in Jamaica and also overseas wedding planners. So for SK Catering, we do the catering service.
For
the catering, servers, transportation, food, bar service, glassware, ice, napkins, cocktails, just about everything you need for the catering and bar services. SK Catering is here for you.
All right. Tell us about some of the places and persons that you have catered to. I know for sure that you have catered to prime ministers, not one, but two, not three.
Yes.
All the prime ministers.
Yes. So, prime ministers, I've catered several prime ministers, right? they are Honorable Mr. Andrew Owens, with the Honorable Mr. Peter Patterson, Honorable Mr. Portia Simpson Miller, Honorable Decision Day, Mr. Edward Seattle, right? So, I did in one arena that was an event for
Goldie.
Mr. Ian Boyne.
Yeah.
Yes, an event for Mr. Ian Boyne, the big event at King's House, where basically Mr. Ian Boyne was discussing his book and his success as a journalist. And all past and present time, I was in one building and I was a caterer for all dignitary persons in that building.
Wow.
Right?
Yes.
From that, from prime ministers, listed caterer at the United States of the embassy, U.S. embassy.
Right.
Yeah. I was the caterer for the Brazil embassy. There was a function for the relationship between Brazil and Jamaica. I did the catering there with a Jamaican flair artist, the Brazilian dishes, right?
Yes.
Think about BMW. I've catered for BMW here in Jamaica. I've catered for banks here in Jamaica.
Big company.
MCB Bank, First Global Banks. I did a big function for First Global Banks of several locations. You think about several high-end wedding clients. I've done catering for top lawyers, doctors, dentist locations. I've done quite some very large extent catering for different NGOs and companies here in Jamaica.
Okay. I have a caller, Stephen. I'm going to get right back to you, but let me hear if this caller is interested in saying something to you. 646-353, caller, you're live on Caribbean Radio Show. Press 1 if you want to talk. 646-353, press 1 if you want to talk. You're on Caribbean Radio Show.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good evening.
How are you?
Hi, how was everything?
Oh. That's
thank
everything is great.
Nice, nice. I just tuned in. Hello?
Seems as if somebody knows you, Stephen.
Okay, welcome to
yes,
Karen Radio
Show. Yes, I follow
him
religiously. I follow him religiously. I'm happy that you're back home safe.
Yes, I'm back in Jamaica on the Europe tour. So I'm back here and on the Karen Radio Show, informing persons at WIDO about escape catering and my culinary journey. So thank you very much for tuning in and so fun. Thank you very much for following my culinary journey.
Nice. So you're ready to be up and running, business back as normal?
Up and running from stuck in quarantine time, from away from Jamaica, escape catering has never closed. Right? We're up for business, we're up for marketing, and we're here to exploit any function we have.
Okay. Great. Sounds great. You can hang around, caller. I'm going to ask Steve so you can also listen. What word of advice would you like to give to entrepreneurs for times like these about savings, saving your money, handling your money, and your mental wellness at a time like now, when you know you have to have a hands-on thing on the cooking and dealing with people and you're not able to do whatever? What word of advice would you have to give to entrepreneurs on a whole? How do you hold it together?
Entrepreneurs on a whole, never give up, right? Times like these, you want to throw in a towel and just, you know, forget about it and just curl up into a shell. And I've been at that level several times, almost throwing in a towel. But when you remember your dream, when you remember the reason why you started that business, try to remember that.
Yeah.
At times, sometimes coffee, sometimes tea.
That's every time to shine.
You understand? If your money is done in Jamaican terms, you take your time.
Yes.
Social media is free. Facebook is
free.
Instagram is free. If you don't have any money, just do a normal post on your business page and try to engage customers within your services. Whatever service you have, try to go live. Try to go live and talk about your product, talk about your service, and ask persons to tune into your live and stuff. Communicate with your clients. Follow up on your existing clients and try basically to reach out to potential clients. Try to sell your service. Even step back and try to revamp your marketing strategies moving forward, because you can take over the world, and the world is big enough for everyone to share of the pie. That's my motivation for everyone.
I have been following you, Stephen, and I want you to tell us about your memorable vacation while you were overseas and what you did. I know what you did because I followed you and I realized that you really, I must admire, and I decided, that is why I said I had to speak to you on air to let folks know to never give up and to follow your example. Tell us a little bit about what you did while you were stuck in Europe. You had fine
through
it, I must say.
So what happened is that, my birthday was on March 15th. Every year, I decide that you have 365 days in a year. I decide that on March 15, even if for a week, I must celebrate my vacation, right? Celebrate my birthday, I should say. Last year, I couldn't do nothing big because I bought my truck last year for my birthday. So that was my birthday gift to myself, right? Buying my own truck. So this year, I decided to go to Europe. My plans were Paris, Ibiza, Spain, Belgium, and Greece. Everything paid for from last year. But due to COVID, Paris, Ibiza, Spain got cancelled last minute, right? Still waiting for a refund, still waiting for flight credits. But moving on, I went to Greece. When I went to Greece, I spent some time in Greece and stuff. I had to evacuate the location due to COVID-19, and I went to Belgium. While in Belgium, I stayed at a location and stuff. I had a client there. Luckily, I had a client there. I stayed with my clients and stuff. Very lovely accommodation and everything. And I stayed in Belgium for approximately a month and a half, basically. Learning Belgium cuisine, understanding different ice creams, the waffles, just about everything running for Belgium, right? And then Belgium, basically, it's a language barrier, right? They're speaking Dutch. And in Jamaican terms, men know what they must say. is very difficult understanding, right? And they speak French and speak English, but a little bit of English, a small amount of the person speaking English. So basically, being in Belgium, basically, I didn't have straight service. I didn't have network, basically. I was using Wi-Fi. So, for example, I wanted something. I had to Google the name of it in Dutch, go into the supermarket and show them. And if the service don't pick up, basically, in terms of Wi-Fi, I'm doomed. So I have to take pictures of all ingredients I want and then go to the store and show them and point. So, of course, I saw something, it feels like sugar. But okay, I bought some stuff to make some fresh lemonade and stuff. I'm making sure I'm taking in vitamins. I got some lemonade, I got some limes, I got some oranges. Sorry, I want to sweeten it now. When I pour a couple of amounts, I thought it was sugar, it was salt. Understand?
Wow.
So it was basically a language barrier, basically. I learned a different cuisine and learned different languages there. So all right, I want to continue. I want to explore Europe. I want to come back to Jamaica and show Jamaica what Europe cuisine is about. So I literally go all around Europe. I could do different shops and snacks and treats and pastries. I wanted to explore everything, what tastes good, what tastes bad, and come back to Jamaica and showcase it to the wider world as well. And
great.
After which I went to Amsterdam. It has something called Troops, STROOPS. It's basically a pancake type batter. They put it into a machine and they press it down and come out like a straw, and it's fried. And that is topped off basically with powdered sugar, right? They basically a pancake in a fries version in other terms, right? So I learned that.
Yes.
I learned several other cuisine and stuff. So I took all of that aspect and put it to good use. And of course, being away from home, got homesick mentally, financially stressed, everything. Can imagine paying for a vacation for 2 weeks and then trapped for 3 months and 2 weeks, finding
that
the money to survive for 3 months.
You were
that
very brave. You were very, very brave. You know, and luckily
survival
you had your Facebook friends to keep your company too, you know.
Facebook friends and WhatsApp friends in Jamaica, Antony. I have to have my mental capacity up there because it matters. And then that opportunity, that time frame to revamp the business off of COVID special, because persons are postponing weddings, right? So I had to come up with something innovative, allowing couples to save. If not when our corporate function could save and stuff and offer them something unique, something wow, and something to elevate their palate to say, okay, yes, SK Catering is a choice of mine, even not for this year, but next year. So that Europe tour has basically opened my eyes to the wider world of what can happen and that cuisines, you can learn a culture through cuisine. And that is why SK Catering is really continue to do different tours coming up once this travel restriction is over. I've been traveling the world and I've been having a YouTube channel coming up where I'm basically showcasing the cultures through food.
When you know that we're behind
so that
you, we're backing you, Stephen. I'm behind
you
100%. I'll be following your progress and watching you and encouraging you as usual. And I'm happy that you're back safe and you're out of the quarantine. There, you know, one thing I always say, food always sell. Good food. People always want food. You might not be able to go out in a crowd, but I'm sure you can beware on this and cater to persons in their private homes. Some people do have their private occasions which they want good food, you know. Tell us a little bit about that Red Stripe thing. I know we're running out of time, but I noticed that you had, was it a Jerry or Nibbler or a Red Stripe affair? It was really beautiful. A big occasion that you had.
Yes. I got the opportunity to cater for a Ray and Nephew staff award function that was for approximately 700 patrons, a big mass function.
Yes.
I was in charge of the full culinary, basically, job there to feed 700 persons. That does not include money, rents, and staffing wise as well, right? In total, approximately 850 persons one day.
Yeah.
That took me days, a couple of days to prepare. We did from cold roasted pig, we did pasta station, we did soup station, we did pastry station, we did full staffing, full utensils, food warmers, just about everything to execute a function for approximately 850 persons with the quality maintained for a larger crowd. So everything goes back to one, quality,
Secondly, go to customer service and also to marketing, how you market the function and how you portray SK Catering to the wider world, and to show the wider world that SK Catering is here for all your function, big, small, medium, just about everything.
Yes, and all the pork lovers, Stephen does a wicked jerk, a whole of pig well jerked from start to finish, and it is amazing how you have that pig on the spit and people eating the belly full. It has been wonderful having you, Stephen. And I before you go, I'm going to ask invite the Your Majesty, my Empress, Dr. Elf, to speak about the palace affair that we normally speak about at the end of our show. Welcome, Elf.
Yes. Thank you so much, Your Royal Highness. Thank you. We just love how you're talking. You sound so erudite, and as we say in Jamaica, why are you so like your age is beyond your years? Allow me, please, to ask him one question. Now that we have, and you are a culinary artist beyond artistry, but discovery and trying to incorporate everything. Now that we have the legal meds, the green tree thing, of course you know what I'm talking about, our marijuana, our M. How are you going to incorporate that in your, and I'm absolutely sure I want to hear you say, yes, you're incorporated, as well, of course, being in it legal and all of that, incorporated in your menu.
It's legal, of course, Jamaica. Real weed there in Jamaica in terms, real high grade, right?
Yes.
High grade, the food is something amazing. Something amazing, a person needs to understand that marijuana has the several powers within, and that can elevate the food quality in terms of taste, in terms of smell, and also in terms of appearance, right? So the level of marijuana, internally, THC into marijuana, this is basically high content. You ever look on a marijuana, you see that glistening thing on a marijuana, but if you take the marijuana, boil it, and you strain it, and use that liquid to incorporate the food, it will give you a wow effect. It will give you something, a boom. They'll give you something. No, ma'am, the real Jamaican food tastes good.
A wonderful taste.
Incorporated in my food.
A wonderful taste. You have to come to Jamaica, Dr. Ev.
Have to come to Jamaica. Jamaica is the land.
Yes, you have to come to Jamaica.
Born them can't close now.
You're salivating. Oh, goodness.
Wonderful. I hope you get a chance to come back and chat with us, because there's so much more when it comes to food. We talk about life. When we come to beautiful food, we almost have an orgasm where we look at those beautiful food. I see some of those that you're putting out there, man. Oh, God, you wouldn't do
nice food.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for inviting me. For those of you listening, as usual, get the opportunity to talk a little bit about how we can get, this is why, you know, I am so excited when I hear young people, because this is what Palace is all about. When we hear the young, brilliant people in Jamaica just needing an opportunity, and what we do is to try to provide opportunity and resources that young people like Stephen can get an opportunity to shine. A lot of times in Jamaica, you have these great, great minds, but we don't have the resources. Palace, over the past 10 years, is able to help a lot of students in Jamaica going through difficult times to realize their dreams, or at least get a little hand or a little head. We have given over 691 scholarships to date. This is our 10th year. This was a little tricky year, as we didn't get to do our presentation this year. Hopefully we'll be able to develop coming 2021 with things changing a little bit. I guess we weren't planning for this one. We didn't adapt fast enough, so we weren't able to get to this this time, this year. And I think this is the year we really needed to reach out and help more, because the things was hard then, me know things was going to be much more difficult. A lot of students, I know, are having difficulties because they don't have internet access. They don't have equipment. And if our resources at Len is way, we would be able to reach out and help them. Because, however, folks, if we can understand what it means to develop a country, for us to grow, for us to leave a legacy, as Stephen said, where he got his start, he went back to do voluntary work. I mean, a lot of times when we start off our business, we can't afford to give as much as we want, but at least we put a little something in and we expect to be met halfway. But if everybody drop a little bit in the bucket, then the 1-1 cocoa will definitely fill a basket. And the effort of everyone to remember where them come from, where them come from, the formative stage of them life, and to give back a little, you know, show a little gratitude, our generation moving forward would have been better for it. So if you'd like to help us making this thing a reality, continue to boost our society, please go to the webpage www.palace1.org. That's P-A-L-A-S, the number 1.org. That's www.palace1.org. And once you get to the page, there is a whole album of all of the presentation that we have done, and your heart would be warm. Your heart would be feeling blessed, and I hope that blessing would just transform in you making a donation. Thank you so much, Connie, for always reaching out, reaching forward, spreading the word, getting folks from motivators like us even here. I am just so grateful for your connection with the Yard Vibes. Really, this is Yard Vibes, where we can sit on our own platform and chat our language and express ourselves. There is nothing more powerful than this. So thank you,
Stephen, as well, to our cultural Sunday afternoon when we have the talk about the food and the pudding and the music and everything in August. Well, as I always say, you give it forward and it will all come back. You help somebody somewhere along the way. I tell the story of the young boy who was very, very hungry. He was selling his wares and he was hungry, stopped at a door and knocked on to ask for some food, really, but a beautiful lady came out and he was shy, so he just asked for a glass of water. She looked at him and realized that he was starving. She went inside and came out with a glass of milk. He was so grateful, he went on his way, thanked her and went on his way. Years later, she got very, very sick and had to be hospitalized. She had to do a surgery but didn't have any money at all. When they gave her the bill, the gentleman who took the bill, they had to do the surgery, and the gentleman who took the bill, when she opened her eyes with trepidation, looked at it, realized that the bill said, paid in full with a glass of milk. When he looked, she looked properly, she realized it was a young man that she had helped along the way. So we never can tell. With all these young doctors that we're trying to give scholarships to, the very life you see, your own, your child, your grandparents, or anybody. So folks out there, I'm imploring you to just go to the website and give. Give with a willing heart. One cocoa fill basket, give a dollar. Give a dollar every day. You don't have to give $1,000 one time. Just give a dollar. Keep giving a dollar, folks. Everybody who can give. Just give. Jamaicans, just give back. Give back. You want the best for your country. You want the best for young folks, young people growing up. We have brilliant young people. I would like to show you some things next on Facebook, on live, of some of the cultural stuff that our people are brilliant people, chefs, people who peddle their wares, doctors, lawyers, even the thieves are the best. But we're not promoting thieves. But whatever we do to the best. So help us, please, to prevent our young folks from getting going astray or becoming thieves or worthless, because we really have good folks out here, good young people, and they're bright. It's just that they need help. So until next time, this is Jamaica Lives. I thank you, Stephen, for coming in. And
thank you,
I must congratulate you on the wonderful work that you're doing and the presentation. I follow you and persons talk to you, you know. And I'll always look out for you and send business your way. So all the very best.
Well.
And please look at the online cooking thing. You can make money at a time like now. Go by the Zoom. And for who are interested in learning how to cook, they'll do it. You know, don't give up. Congrats. Thank you.
Thank you,
Your Highness, Dr. F. Thank you again for another show. Thank you for coming on as usual. So until next week. Okay. Bye for now. So I'll take you out with a nice music. Okay. Somebody wants to dance.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and danced with my mother.
yeah. Oh, oh.
Knocking on the door, knocking on heaven's door.
Ooh.